Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you have a topic for Savage or Sensible, you can always send it to us. Email savage at 98pxy.com or reach out on any of our socials. This is an email we got recently. Let me read it for you. This might be a good Savage or Sensible for you guys. Last night, I was scrolling through my Facebook feed and saw that one of my exes had a baby. At first, I was feeling pretty happy for him until I saw the baby's name. While we were together, we had the whole, if we had kids, we should name them whatever conversation a lot of couples have. He named his new kid one of the names we came up with together. Is it just me, or does that seem totally savage? What do you guys think?
I mean, personally, I wouldn't do it because the name would have, you know, kind of bad vibes attached to it. Would always remind me of my ex.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Which, like, nobody wants. You want to move onward and upward and all that stuff. But, you know, there are a lot of people out there that would say it's just a name. Name your kid whatever you want. Don't be like, don't not name your kid a name that you love because you and your ex talked about it.
Well, I think it's, I'm with you on this. I do think that it's savage because I also personally wouldn't want to be like, oh, yeah, we came up with that together. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But to play devil's advocate.
Wait, you're saying it's savage?
I think it's savage. But to play devil's advocate.
I don't know if it is savage.
Oh, here we go. Now you're
changing. No, I didn't say, I never said savage. I just said I wouldn't do it.
Oh, okay.
But I don't.
Well, I think that's why it's savage, because I wouldn't do it.
Well, but I understand, like, I don't know. I guess it kind of goes back to, like, you know, you live once, and if you really love the name, like, first of all, this person is out of your life now. So, like, it shouldn't
still
affect.
Still Facebook friends, apparently.
Well, maybe don't be Facebook friends. Out of sight, out of mind. But, like, you know, the fact that they named their kid that and you name your kid that, like, who, I don't know, who really cares?
I guess. And a lot of people are commenting on this, and please jump in 222-9800, the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822, or you can, of course, vote at 98pxy.com for using a baby name you and your ex came up with together, of course, after the fact, and you broke up and you moved on with somebody else. A lot of people are saying it kind of depends on the uniqueness of the name.
Well, there is that. And especially
that does play a factor.
Yeah, if it's something like Aria, or like, you know, or like I don't know, one of the more kind of unique names.
Because people do go crazy about baby names, and like, think of how many people you know.
Not for me.
Think of how many people you know where someone like stole someone else's baby name.
That is such BS. You don't steal somebody else's baby name. They're out there. They're public.
Yeah.
Nobody owns them. Nobody, unless you trademark it and come up with it.
If you are like, oh, I love this name, and then your friend gets pregnant before you and has a kid and names it that, then
you have one life, Corey. You have one life to live.
Savagery. One savage life.
Oh,
one very savage life.
Well, whatever.
on all right,
Facebook,
well, pick a side. You're going to go savage or sensible?
I'm going to say sensible because we don't own the names, and I think that because I think that if you like the name,
I'm going to sue you.
If you
stole my baby name.
The name, I think that you should be able to use it for your kid, and it's, I don't know, people get really crazy about the whole baby name thing. On Facebook, Cheryl says, sensible if you're doing it because you genuinely just like the name and you were going to use it no matter what. And that, so this is where it could get savage. If you're doing it like to
spite
your ex, yeah, that's savage. But that's a different story. That's like, you know.
Let's go one level deeper here.
What?
If you do use the name, do you tell your significant other where you came up with it?
I would, because you know
really?
Me.
Oh,
you
God.
Know me. Honesty
awkwardly
is the best policy.
Awkwardly honest. Old,
I mean,
awkwardly honest Whitney.
If they ask, I would have to, because otherwise it would be on my conscience. It would be like, you know, I would have to be like, so I gotta tell ya, kind of talked about this in a previous relationship, but I love the name.
That's cool too, right?
And I would make sure that it was okay with them. And if they were like really weirded out, then we wouldn't do it. But Jeanette on Facebook saying, savage, you planned out a whole life with someone at some point and you're using part of that plan with someone else.
Yeah, I could see that. what we're discovering is maybe we should not jump so quickly into the what should we name our kids conversation. Maybe you should wait until like you actually have a kid on the way. Then this entire thing is just not a problem.
Ooh.
Right?
That's very true.
I did see some people, by the way, that did comment and say, it's a little weird to be talking about what you're going to name your kids if you don't have kids on the way, or like that's not a priority or something that should be happening soon.
Yeah, I kind of wonder what that says like psychologically about the relationship. Like, is the relationship less likely to last if you talk about baby names before you even are thinking about having kids?
Who knows?
Because none of these relationships lasted.
Right.
Right.
Sure.
That's the whole point.
Is that the kiss of death?
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
We may have uncovered it.
Wow.
But we do need to get a consensus here. Savage or sensible, using a baby name you and your ex came up with together with your new relationship and your new child. It was pretty close. But right now, 98pxy.com, 67% of the vote.
Oof.
Rolling. Savagery. But again, I think what we've really come down to, don't have that conversation unless you're like really sure that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And just be safe.
It's kind of weird.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.